From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Teavana, the one-stop shop for all of your tea-making and tea-drinking needs at incredibly overpriced prices. Check us out at teavana.com or visit us in your local overpriced mall. Make sure to use the checkout code DI Plus for a special listener discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the state of Arkansas, also known as the Silent State. The state of weird looks during the intro. It is the one and the only. It is Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
The entire state is silent?
Yes.
Shh. Oh.
You wake up, Arkansas.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Adam. How are you?
I am peachy.
I'm trying to be less echoey this week. I was informed moments before we started recording that here in the palatial, well, you know, it is a palatial studio. That's part of the problem right there.
Well, yeah.
Palatial studios.
Last week, it sounded like you were recording from a dungeon or something. You know,
I was. I hadn't left South Carolina yet. I was over at Big Fatty's house, and I was recording from the dungeon. No, it was a bit. So I've backed the gain down, and I'm now eating the microphone. So hopefully, that will cut down on the echo for you.
Well, I hope that the recording is good because now what's coming through to me sounds very distorted.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'm glad that that is coming through distorted. You could have mentioned that, you know, a while ago.
No, because, you know, here's the deal about our wonderful show, and this is what you've informed me multiple times.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to make it sound more professional.
I
have to keep in the bad bits and stuff so that people learn from us,
right.
You know, from our process.
Right. Is that better?
That's why.
Am I less distorted for you now?
Yes, you are, actually.
Am I too quiet? I can
No, that's actually perfect
That's perfect right there. All right,
yes.
Excellent. Good. I that's all you had to do, Adam, was just ask.
So how are you?
I'm fine. I was drinking when you asked that. I'm fine. Other than it doesn't matter what it is I try to do. It's just everything is taking forever to do now.
Well,
I don't know. I'm like not firing on all cylinders or something. It's like I really it's cold here. I don't know if you know that or not. It hasn't snowed yet, by the way. Still no snow. We are now 15 days into January. Still not a flake of snow.
Is that a record?
I don't know. I think I'm starting to believe that the entire snow thing is actually just a lie that they make up to keep the tourist away in the winter. You know,
so
like, don't come up here. There's lots of snow. You don't want to eat that clam chowder and stuff. You want to stay away because it's, you know, there's lots of snow, but there's no snow.
On the news reports and stuff, when they have snow scenes and stuff from Connecticut, you know, know, you always see the reporter like standing on a icy overpass or whatever.
Green screen.
You know?
It's all green screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like the moon landing wasn't quite real, so it was fake. So it's like the snow Illuminati is out there, like trying to pretend like that this is a snowy state, when in fact it isn't. And I'm going to adjust my microphone because this picture is really annoying me.
Is there why we're not recording the freaking video?
But I can see myself on the and it's really annoying me.
You would think that you were all opposed to us ever doing like a live video or like doing video and putting it out or anything like that because you were not you thought it kind of complicated things, right? Now we're just using video so we can see each other.
Right.
And you are like, I'm too red. Oh, my hue,
no,
my saturation.
Well, it's because it's disturbing. It's disturbing to see myself in front of me. And I can't see my mouth because the microphone pop filter was in front of me because I was trying to cut down on the echo. And I don't want to make noise while I do this.
So
but I, you know.
Are you telling me that you don't really look at me? You actually look at yourself the
no,
whole time?
No, you know what? You're using a different Hangout today. You're using the Hangout with Extras, which actually you're on there twice, which is really annoying.
It looks kind of more professional. Like I don't know what I mean, but I kind of like it a little bit better. It looks more thought out.
Well, I would like it better if there were more people in here because I would understand the sidebar down here. But that is what led me to adjust everything is because I'm such a much bigger picture than I'm used to there that it was disturbing me. Anyway, where was I at? All right, so I was saying it's cold up here. It's not snowing, but it's cold, and I really like tea, but I never drink hot tea. In South Carolina, because hot tea to me is only good if it's cold out. right? And so in South Carolina, it would do that bullshit thing where it wasn't really cold, but it was kind of, so I didn't drink a lot of tea there.
You see, in the South, we do not drink hot tea. That is sacrilegious. You drink sweetened iced tea.
I drink unsweetened iced tea, but yes, I drink iced tea in the South, and yes, I understand that. But I wanted hot tea, you know, but only if it's cold outside. It's kind of like soup, right? Northern people go crazy about fucking soup all the time. Oh, is that soup? Oh, I'd like some soup. Oh, that soup is delicious. But when you live in the South, you never fucking eat soup because it's like, Jesus Christ, it's like 90 degrees outside. I'm not going to fucking eat soup. And you know, what are your cold soup choices are like borscht and vichyssoise, which are both
split
crap.
Pea, isn't that a cold soup?
It could be if you eat it out of a can. I believe it is.
What's that? Gazpacho? Is that not gazpacho, a cold soup as well?
Yes, gazpacho. But so here's the thing: is I was so I wanted a hot tea. So now I live someplace where it's cold, so I get to drink the hot tea. So I have been enjoying over this past 2 weeks that I've been here. I've been enjoying some lovely hot tea, some chai tea and whatnot. Now I have a friend who is a very hoity-toity tea guy. I think you know him, is Steven from Wisconsin. Just, you know, one of those stuck up like tea bigots, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
I know he likes the tea bag, but I
only drink the loose leaf tea. I don't, the tea bags are for, you know, common folk. So he shops at a place called Teavana, which is a store that sells loose leaf tea and tea accoutrement.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I am with you.
All right. So we have one here. We actually have a Teavana here in Hartford, Connecticut. So I went to the Teavana yesterday and I purchased some black tea, some black loose leaf tea. And of course, loose leaf tea, you have to have things to make the tea with, right? You can't just throw the leaves in a cup and put, you know, that would be like pouring coffee, you know, without the filters or whatever. You know, you don't want the grounds in your cup, and the same thing, you don't want the tea leaves in your cup. So I had to buy a little strainer, little, you know, silver strainer thing,
right?
Stainless
they usually sell them like it's a little ball on a chain or something like
right.
that.
Yes, you dip
it down in there, and
you can get that. But I got the strainer with the open anyway. So I got the little tea strainer that fits right into the cup, so you can make one cup at a time. So I scooped the long leaf tea into the strainer. I poured the hot water into the strainer. I let it steep for the appropriate amount of time in my cup. And it was no good. So I don't even know how to make tea now. This is how bad it is. I can't even make a decent cup of tea.
So I think you just need to have a Google Hangout with Mr. Steven and let him show you how he likes to do his tea bagging.
Actually, I did. I had a Google Hangout last night with, actually, it wasn't even mine. Dells from Dallas, who we met in Vegas, was doing a Google Hangout last night, and I joined it specifically for the purpose of bitching about my tea. And, you know, so Steven joined, Guru Nudie joined, let's see, someone else joined. Larry, the guy that did our logo, Larry Brainhammer.
Yeah,
he joined. And that was why we got a new logo today. I don't know if you noticed that or not. I know I'm all over the road, but did you notice that we got a new logo today?
Well, I did, and I know it's not on the notes, but I did want to mention that to you because I got an email because I wasn't connected most of yesterday because I just
because you were having a sex with someone.
No. Well, we'll get into that.
I don't know why I said asex. Like, you were having a sex.
So I get this email, you know, telling me that, I get an email from Larry saying, here's the updated logo or whatever, as requested, the changes as requested by Daniel. And I'm thinking, what changes? I heard of none of this. None of these changes were mentioned to me. And so,
but did you notice what was changed?
Well, yeah, I was put on the other side of you, and
you
I think, and I'm not exactly sure why that was, other than maybe you really are not liking the fact that in the original one it looked like I'm sitting on your knee.
Yes. Right.
So you
like I was a dirty old man and you were sitting on my knee. Like I was some weird creepy pedophile. Especially the Christmas one with the gray beard and stuff is like I look like some creepy old man with a young kid sitting on my because you had him touch it up to make you look 12. So
now
I've got a 12-year-old boy sitting on my knee and that just
is what I look like. All I did was tell him not to make the lines around my mouth so obvious. That's all I told him. I did not say make me look 12. And I'm just on the other side of you. So couldn't I just be sitting on the other knee?
No, because now the way we're leaning now, it looks like we're, you know, it looks like we're hip guys, you know, hip radio DJ guys that are kind of leaning into each other. You know, kind of like those hip straight guys where they lean their heads in together, making sure that their bodies don't touch because they don't want anyone to think that they're gay. Right. So, you know, we're just kind of doing that now. So now we're hip morning DJs. I think, you know, we should just start doing a hip morning show. You want to do that? Let's do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's do a daily morning show. Let's just quit our jobs.
Let's see. We stream and it would be in the morning. Right. So and it would early be every morning. So we could call it maybe something like
The morning stream.
Excellent.
No one does that.
No one else is getting that.
But anyway,
But you know, as a side note on this, I know I'm all over the map, but as a side note there, we probably should maybe make a demo reel for Scott Johnson and like send it to him and go like, dude, you know, next time you want to go on vacation, we'll fill in for you. We'll be happy to come and fill in for you because we don't want to do this full time, but it'd be fun to do it like, you know, a day or two.
You know, it would be fun to do it, but they're on when we're at work.
But I'm saying, but if we knew like they were going to do it, you know, he wanted to take this day off or whatever, we could, you know, call into work, whatever.
Yeah, I can see that. He's a Mormon and he having two
he's
fags
not Mormon.
To a...
He is
I
not
thought
a
you told me he was a Mormon.
I
see,
just assumed
this...
that because he was in Utah that he was a Mormon, but now after listening to the stream, he's not. He's
well,
not,
so. It's kind of ambiguous, actually, because he does talk about a lot of religious stuff, but he seems liberal in some other areas. But he has like 50 million kids, and so do all his, like, so
yes, but
that's kind
but
of
that
a...
doesn't. But Christians have lots of kids, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we could do that. I mean, we can put together I wanted to advertise our show on there, actually.
Right. We should totally do a best of, you know, like a demo reel.
It would actually be like a worst of.
It'd be excellent. It'd be. We'll have to make it up. We'll have to completely fake it, but we could pretend like it was a best of.
Right. I mean, we have so many selections to choose from, you know, for the best of the show. So you have
that
something
naughty
else.
Bed monkey. She's hilarious. You know, I'm sorry. What?
You have something else under the Snow Illuminati that I you haven't mentioned. So I'm kind of curious as to what this is.
I'm trying to get there to the thing.
Well, I could just bring it up.
So the new contest. All right. All right. So here's the thing. I've been thinking about this for a while. You know,
wait,
have we finished
the other contest?
No. So let me explain. We have that $20 sitting over at Big Fatty's that we're supposed to be giving away for a pizza thing. And the pizza thing is like, oh my God, we had to keep track of who called in and ordered a pizza. And honestly, you know, bang for your buck wise, that it just wasn't paying off, right? One person's going to call one time to order a pizza. That doesn't really generate a lot of content. So I figured, you know, what is the one thing that we really we do around this place is that we talk about dead celebrities.
Yes.
Constantly, right? We're known for it. So I wanted to change the contest. I just wanted to throw out all the pizza people, you know, just forget it. Throw out all those entries.
All that
hard work. Thank you, all that hard work for calling us, right? Thank you for your calls. We appreciate each and every one of them. Loveys. But anyway, we appreciate your calls. But the point is that we're just throw that out. And now what I want to do is I want to start the celebrity. This is going to run all year long. So this is how it's going to work. All right. There's $20 in the prize fund.
Wow. That is a long contest for 20 bucks.
No. Wait. It gets better. There's $20 in the prize fund right this moment. Right. All right. So we've seeded it. And Kathy Bacon has now seeded it with the 20 bucks. So every time a celebrity dies in 2012, what you have to do is you have to be the first person to call our voicemail number and say, whoever it is has died. That's all you have to do. Just say who you are and say, I'd like to let you know that, you know, Gene Hackman is dead, whatever. And if you're the first person that reports it, now, again, you won't know till the next week. So, you know, as soon as you find out that a celebrity is dead, you make sure to call us. And every time that you're the first person to report it to us, you will get an entry into the contest. And if the celebrity is notable, like Gene Hackman would be notable, right? We all know him.
Right.
So if it's a notable celebrity, I will up the prize by $5. So for every notable celebrity, I will up the prize by $5.
So you know, but leaving that all in your hands, doesn't it mean that, that the celebrity is notable based on how much money you have in your wallet at the time?
No, no, you and I can decide. Because you know that people are going to do this, right? They're going to call in and go like, oh yeah, Jefferson Schnickelfritz died yesterday. He was the guy that created the Diet Coke formula. And we're going to be like, no, nobody fucking knows who Jefferson Schnickelfritz is. You just want $5. No, that's...
I like that last name. Where did you come up with that one?
That's a Lurie Deanism. But so, no, so, you know, Jim Jam Schnickelfritz doesn't count, right? So what we need, we also need one other caveat just to protect the celebrities in the world.
Don't kill them.
Yes, they have to die of natural causes. And this is just to prevent, you know, people that might want to game the system, because we're a very popular show. And I could see, you know, right. With great power comes with great responsibility. I would hate for someone to go and bomb the Academy Awards and then find out later, you know, that they called our voicemail line like an hour earlier. And like going, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise,
right.
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, gosh.
Stephen Colbert. All right. So they have to die of natural causes, and they have to be a celebrity that Adam and I have both heard of and that we agree is a celebrity. Is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds good.
So for every notable celebrity, it goes up by $5. And all you have to do is just call our voicemail line, tell us who you are and who died, and we'll verify it. And yeah, so that's our new contest.
Excellent.
Yes, this is Jim Jam Schnickelfritz. I was calling to say that the pizza contest has died.
Right.
Correct.
You know, I have to say, if Betty White dies, though, it needs to be more than $5 because, you know, she's worth a lot. Oh, look, my topic turned pink. Oh, wait, now your other topic turned pink. So I don't have a segue into this. So speaking of dead celebrities and death in general, I was just going to give a little dating update because I know that everyone is just enthralled by my dating life. And to be honest,
speaking of death, let's talk about your dating life.
That's exactly what I was saying. You know, I know everyone's enthralled by my dating and some people live vicariously through me. And to be honest, I couldn't think of anything else to talk about this week. So,
And
I don't know, I might have, this person may listen to the show at some point, so I don't want to be too funny about this because I could make all kinds of jokes and then not have someone that I'm dating anymore. But I have,
Mittens.
What? I can't, some of your sound,
name is Mittens.
I don't know what that had to do with anything.
All right, go ahead.
Lord. Anything else that you would like to play?
I'm finding all these new things. There's new things here on my soundboard.
I found a whole soundboard that is all Super Mario sounds.
Hey, where's Perry?
See, I love that one.
I mean, because
hey,
I can...
where's Perry?
Look, here's the dungeon. Oh, but anyway,
I mean... I think we could do dueling Marios.
Right, we could. I have all kinds of Mario sounds.
Speaking of dueling Marios, let's talk about your sex life. I mean, your dating life.
I don't know how to... So, basically, I have met a new gentleman.
A nude gentleman?
A nude gentleman. Yeah, he's been nude. But I kind of like exotic guys, you know? I mean,
especially nude exotic guys.
Nude exotic guys. Yes, absolutely. Well, I had been talking to this guy on Grindr. And he is over here from the Philippines, actually.
Yes.
And so he came over last week and we watched a movie. And I picked a horrible, horrible movie. It was Final Destination 5. By the way, don't ever watch that movie. But I was limited because it was only things that were available on streaming on my Roku. So I, you know,
what was the movie again?
Final Destination 5.
Yeah, no, I was too busy watching the excellent, excellent Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2. Go ahead.
So anyway, so we just kind of hung out and whatever. I don't have a lot to say, but he's really nice. He is a programmer. So,
oh, yay for that.
Yeah. And he's really nice and we're getting along great. And the only thing that I have concern, because we saw each other again last night. That's the reason I was kind of disconnected from everything. And the only concern I have is that I'm not certain that I'm ready to get into a full-blown relationship. So I'm trying to think of how I can kind of string this out and date the guy without it moving too quickly, you know. So I don't know. Because I don't want to get into another, you know, like we're living together.
He's from the Philippines.
He actually works for not for Walmart. He works for, we have three major corporations here in the big city of Rogers, Arkansas, or wherever, Bentonville.
Right.
And we have Tyson, which is all the chickens that, you know, everybody eats come from Tyson. And we have J.B. Hunt, which is the big trucking firm.
I've seen them before. They drive.
Right. And we have Walmart. Well, he works, he's a contractor for J.B. Hunt. Maybe I shouldn't give out all that information, but
probably should. And he makes $65,000 a year, and you can find him at 723 Elm Lane in Bentonville, apartment 23.
But he fits my physical like requirements. He's shorter than me.
He's shorter than you. He looks
skinny.
12.
Yeah, as all exotic men do, he looks young.
He looks 12.
And he's smooth and he's intelligent. So there's that, because he's a programmer, so we can talk about technology stuff, and he's really funny and smart and sweet, and anyway, that's getting really boring.
And he has a big penis.
He doesn't.
Oh.
Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm not a size queen. His penis is great.
Okay.
But it doesn't, God, I shouldn't have said that. That's horrible.
Why? Well, I mean, it's not always great to have a huge penis, because then what the fuck do you do with it sometimes?
You know, the only thing, because we have had sex, and the only thing other than I don't know how to, he's only here on a visa. So first of all, I don't know how long he'll actually be here. So that might limit any sort of relationship.
Well, you know what? You can move to Connecticut and then marry him.
Well, I suppose so. And we've only been on two dates.
But you could just make it in one of those green card marriages or whatever.
Right. The only other thing other than not knowing how I should kind of approach this is I don't know whether he is a top or a bottom. And because we haven't gotten that far yet.
But you couldn't ask?
Well, I could, but I'm afraid to, because everything else is going so well. And the thing is, some people, okay, I'm just going to say, I don't need anal sex to be happy.
Right.
Like, I'm okay with oral and whatever else comes along with it. But if that happens, I am not capable of being the receiving end of that situation.
There is at least one video on the internet that I'm aware of that would dispute that.
I'm in pain for weeks afterwards and things.
Weeks.
Afterwards. Anyway, so I do not enjoy that. It's not an enjoyable experience for me. I did that video to please fans. That was it.
You were willing to put up with pain for weeks just for your fans.
Yes, because
this is,
I was
this
making
is how
money
committed
on
you
that,
are
but,
to. Right.
Anyway, regardless,
I was. Paying
I would
compliment.
Not. I would not end a relationship or dating someone based on whether they were a top or a bottom. But there are some out there that if the other person is not the right, whatever, you know, that's the deal breaker.
Might I interject?
Sure.
You know, I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology.
Okay.
For the people that is a deal breaker, I guarantee you they would have already brought up the subject. So if that was a deal breaker for them, they would have already brought that subject up. Like first,
He was just probing around that area the other night, and I just thought, oh God, he's probably a top. He's probing around that area.
Perhaps he's versatile.
Maybe. Anyway, that's all. He's really nice, and that's all I'm going to say. And so for anyone that's interested, I'm kind of dating someone. But
there you go. There you go. Excellent. Well, that's a wonderful... sorry. I think we got a phone call over here. Yes. It's your dating wife. It's calling to say so that it's dead. I don't think that counts as a celebrity. Right. All right. Yes. So... there you go. I had this other thing here, but I think we've just gone on too long, and it really wasn't that interesting anyway.
Static electricity is always entertaining. I don't know.
You know,
what
the
you're
thing
about
static,
about.
I am from the South. I have lived my entire life in the South, and although there are, you know, maybe a week or two out of the entire year in the South where it actually becomes non-humid enough for static electricity to actually be something, it's like here, it's like every fucking day. I touch things all the fucking time that just like shock the hell out of me. It's really annoying It's like this whole static electricity thing is really annoying. So the reason it's here on this list is I'm pleading to my Yankee friends out there that might listen to this podcast to please tell me what the hell I can do to quit shocking the fuck out of myself every time I touch something.
Aren't there grounding wristbands that you can wear like when you're working on computers?
When you're working on a computer, yeah, but if I'm sitting down working on the inside of a computer, right, I'm not generating static electricity. Static electricity is generated by moving across, you know, two friction, so I would have to move across the floor in order to build it up.
The
electrons build up on your system faster than they can discharge.
Yeah, well, I've got one suggestion for you because this is what I do when it's cold weather. Yes. When I'm going to open a door that's got a metal doorknob,
right?
If I've been driving my car, I use my keys.
I do that.
I touch it with my keys. The other thing I will do is if I'm wearing a coat and I don't have keys, I will put my hand inside the sleeve. And I will turn the knob with my sleeve instead of my hand. Now, that still could cause a discharge, but you don't feel it as much because you got the sleeve in the way. Also,
the key thing doesn't work if you have a key that has a plastic insulator on the end and you don't touch the metal.
Well,
then you're not actually discharging your metal.
I'm just saying, I get used to, because I get shocked all the time, and I must have a very God, electric personality, but right. I use the key thing all the time. That's it.
My cat's name is Mittens.
All right.
So wow. So man, I feel like my topic was really boring, and probably nobody cares that I'm dating a twinkie little Filipino boy.
Everyone cares that you're dating a twinkie Filipino boy.
I did want to say this. So I went to Wikipedia and looked up what kind of food that they eat in the Philippines. And because I like to cook, and
you know
I thought
what?
I will.
There's nothing sets a relationship off good as you know, stereotyping them by those people. You know, I don't want what those people eat. I think I'll cook what those people eat.
I love learning about other cultures. I told him this, and then he goes, "Wait, are you interested in learning about me? Or are you interested in learning about my culture?" I'm like, "No, I want to learn about you." But they eat this thing called salted duck eggs, which.
Eat salted
and
duck
I
egg.
Don't know where I would even get a duck egg other than if I go find a duck somewhere, but I couldn't go to the grocery store and like buy a duck egg. But evidently it's almost like pickling. Somehow they put this boiled duck egg in salt, and so it soaks up the saltiness, right? And then they eat it with tomatoes or other things, and it's usually a breakfast food. So but apparently Chinese food is a good substitute for Filipino food because he eats a lot of Chinese food over here because he doesn't get as much. And I love Chinese food. So I think, you know, I could do that. And another thing that you might not know about the Philippines is they were inhabited by the Spanish at one point. And so a lot of their names are Spanish, like Juan and Maria and things of that nature. And a lot of their food is also Spanish, like paella and things of that nature that you would find in Spain.
Okay. So if you go to duckeggs.com, you can order duck eggs directly to you. It's $54 for 18 of them.
So wow. Huh. So there's your interesting tidbit. And I don't want to talk about my last thing because it was just stupid. All I was going to say is
But you know what? You know what? If you join their club, you can get 36 fresh, nutritious duck eggs shipped to your door once each month automatically.
Well, I kind of wonder if because I've eaten duck before, right? Wow. So it's not gross to eat a duck egg. I kind of wonder, does a duck egg taste just like a chicken? Does it taste like chicken?
I'm probably somewhere here on this website. It would look there. The very first question: do duck eggs taste the same as chicken eggs? Duck eggs taste pretty much the same as chicken eggs. The eggs and yolks are larger, and they have a richer nutrient level. You'll notice that the yolks stand up higher than a typical chicken egg, and that's because they're a lot fresher. We ship them to you the same day that they are laid, fresh from the nest.
Fresh from the duck's butt.
They have a longer shelf life because the shells are thicker, and many people also like them better for baking and throwing at people.
Why?
I added them.
So if they taste the same, why would a culture start eating duck eggs instead of chicken eggs?
Because they had more ducks than chicken. It's kind of like goat milk, right? Goat milk became popular in places that didn't have cows because smaller islands that have like really rocky terrain and stuff, the goats are able to survive through rocky terrain, whereas a cow isn't going to be really good at navigating over the rocks, you know.
I can never have him listen to this show because I said he didn't have a large penis.
He'll go back. You
know, I'm going on and on. So the last thing on my list, I don't want to spend a lot of time on, but I had this. I'm taking the certification training for work, and the teacher of this class, and it's called a CTFL. It's the ISTQB, which is the International Software Testing something or other, right?
Right.
By the way,
at the moment, you're boring Nessa and giving Chad a boner. So
whatever.
Ahead.
So the teacher was this woman who fits every stereotype of a nerdy tech woman who I can't even – and every time she would make a sentence – or say a sentence, make a sentence. She would, I can't even remember what the sound was, but there was this sound she would make afterwards, and it sounded just like Pat. You remember Pat on the old Saturday Night Live skit? And she would do some kind of like, sort of thing, you know? Well, this woman, like, she would be like, so, you know, when you're testing and blah, 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 then, you know, and she would make this noise afterwards, and it drove me nuts. I don't even know what kind of noise this was or why she would have developed this tick over the years. Uh-huh. But she did that every time she finished a sentence. That was
You should record it. We could use it in the news segment to denote the end of a story.
Technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
You know what? We're going to have to design some software that gives you like a countdown as when the theme songs are about to play or whatever. Because you always like, I always catch you mid-sentence. It's not that I mean to, but if you were ever looking at my video, I was like pointing, going like, you know, I'm going to play this now.
Well, I think I was about to take a drink, but I usually edit that out because I leave our track separate till I'm done editing.
Correct. Well, excellent. All right. So in the tech segment today, you know what? We teased this even, didn't we?
We did, and I have
show,
no
we
idea
just
what
ran
it
out
is.
Of time. All right, so two things. Number one, just a real quick little update on the new machine. As was mentioned last time, I was piecing together a new machine. The reason that we are recording much later this week has to do with A, you being sick on the night that we normally record, which I'm glad that you're feeling better because you sounded like hell on Thursday. And then yesterday, we were going to record yesterday, which was Saturday, and my new machine, I just installed stuff on it and my machine started BSODing, right? The blue screen of death and crashing when I tried to record and run video at the same time. And that had to do with I hadn't updated the audio drivers and yada, yada, yada. So those are all updated. So now everything's working great.
I was actually all warm and fuzzy inside when it happened because people who have listened to me over the years have made fun of me for the fact that I always seem to have technology issues and, you know, have all these problems I have to solve. And at least Maddie used to make fun of me all the time. So I like to know that you also have technology issues from time to time.
Right. So the new machine that I got, just to go really quickly here, I was going to keep a lot of my old stuff, and then I ended up not doing that. So because I was just kind of like, you know what, then I wouldn't have, you know, then if something goes wrong, then I won't have a machine. So it's really the only thing missing was like a case and whatever. So I went out and grabbed a new case and so I just went ahead and just completely built it in a new box. So I was putting everything together. So this is what I ended up getting real quickly. I got an i5 quad core. And because really the only difference between the i7 quad and the i5 quad is the front level cache. And it really wasn't that important for what I do. So it's an i5 quad processor. It's the 3.5 gigahertz one, but it's unlocked. So it's not overclockable. And then I got the... I got an SSD, so I got a 256 gig SSD. I got two GTX 560 video cards, which are now configured in SLI. And then I got, there was something else that I got that I'm missing here. Oh, and a new power supply. So it was a 750 watt power supply. And a new case, as I just mentioned. So there's not a single, everything in this case, there's not a single available power supply. Plug in this case, everything, because two high-end video cards both require a bunch of power connections and the hard drives and stuff. So it's there's no available thing. It's been excellent. It's been wonderful. I've been able to run a lot of the games at really ultra high resolution without any kind of lag or anything like that. So I'm very happy with it. So there you go.
Other than not being able to use Audacity to record yesterday, it's been great.
No, but that was because I didn't update the audio drive, which is not something that, you know, that's not something that's that you would normally do. You wouldn't necessarily think to go to the motherboard manufacturer's website to see if there were updated drivers for the audio,
You should do all of that when you install new hardware.
You know what? But I was doing this in the middle of the week because here's what happened. I was going to put it together last weekend, but I actually ordered the wrong motherboard. So I actually ended up getting a 2011 socket, which is not good for it. It didn't match my processor because my processor was an 1155 socket. So I bought the wrong motherboard. So I actually had to order a new motherboard, which was an 1155, and then return the 2011 socket motherboard. So I had to swap out motherboards. So I didn't get to build it until like Tuesday.
Here's a question. So I'm going to be purchasing a new machine soon.
Yes.
And I don't think I want to build it because I just don't want to. And I would rather have a company do that for me. But
yes,
I may need your help because I've got to make sure that for one thing, I want to get a Blackmagic Intensity Pro video capture card thing.
Yes.
And they only work with certain motherboards. Now, my issue is most of the companies that you would buy from having it built, like HP, which is who I thought I might go with, they don't tell you what kind of motherboard they're using. So at least not in the main specs of the thing. And I don't know if you can tell them, oh, this is the motherboard I need, or if you just have to take whatever they have. So I may need some help putting all of that stuff together.
Or you can go to a place like Doghouse Systems or Alienware or places like that that actually do give you the component level. This is what we build. This is what we put in the machine. And you have your choice of this motherboard or this motherboard, or you have your choice of this card or this card, or you can run them in SLI and blah, blah, blah. So,
and the other thing was, like, when I looked at PCPer.com, which is where people go to look at, like, maxed out, you know, what the actual components would be for different levels of system. The specific, like, processor, for instance, that they mention is not one of the processors that they list on, like, say, the HP site. So I don't know if they have different names. HP has a different name or something for the same spec, or whether it's just, it'll be
I7. Keep in mind. But yeah, so is the i7-2600K, is that the one you're thinking of?
No, there was this other like 900, i7-900X or something like it. It was some weird thing that I didn't see.
Those are very expensive. Those are actually server processors. But the, and the thing about it is that any of the Intels, the i7s, the i4s and everything, the i7s, the i5s. You know you don't want an i3. So it's down between either an i7 or an i5, really. Oh, you know what? The other thing I forgot to mention is I have 16 gigs of RAM in this machine. So
you're not doing – I know we say this, but people who listen to us must like the technology segment. But we always say, man, we're really boring people. But one more techie
Let's just say that one person on Google Plus said that they get a boner from hearing us, and I would like to – so I need some photos of that.
I would like to see a picture of his boner. I've seen it before, but I lost the picture, so he needs to send some more.
So
but
it's in that contact at dubiousintent.com.
Right.
We would like a picture of the boner, please.
I talked to him yesterday. This is Chad. I talked to him yesterday on Facebook, and he said that he might send some pictures to our email address. So,
well, then he needs to. Hop, pop, chop, chop.
What I was going to say is, did you do the, and I think you and I already discussed this, but you didn't mention a spinning drive. So did you not do the boot off the solid state drive, put your data on a larger spinning drive thing?
Yes. Oh, God. I coughed and inhaled and talked at the same time. Yes, but I didn't buy a new one. I'm using my existing magnetic drives from the old machine.
Okay.
I copied those over and made them slave drive. So I made them extra drive. They're no longer the boot drive. That way I didn't have to copy over all my audio and stuff like that. I just slapped the old hard drive in the machine.
Because listen up, kids. This is a tip from Daddy Daniel and son Adam. The new thing going on is that people are getting a smaller solid state drive to hold the operating system and the programs.
Yes.
And then leaving those larger spinning drives to hold all the data, and your boot time and your application load time and all that speeds way up.
Right. And I actually go a step further. Like, I don't put I put most of my programs on the magnetic drives, and I use the SSD stuff for gaming. So my gaming programs are on the SSD because I want them to load faster. But like Audacity is actually loaded on my magnetic drive. And then, but my recording, I do all the editing and stuff on the SSD. And then once I'm done recording everything, then I copy that entire directory and move it back over to the magnetic drive. So I just keep it on the SSD in order to make everything go faster as far as the noise removal and the, you know, encoding and stuff like that. And then once I'm done, I take that entire directory and throw it back over on the magnetic drive. But this isn't what we wanted to talk about in the technology segment. What we wanted to talk about was Plastic Jungle. Have you ever gone to the Plastic Jungle, Mr. Adam Burns?
No, you know what, when you mentioned that, this is, and it's unusual, but this is something in technology that I have never heard of ever.
All right. So go to plasticjungle.com is where you want to go to. And here's the process, you know, here's the concept behind this, which by the way is a genius, genius concept. Have you ever gotten a gift card for either your birthday or for Christmas? And it was like a gift card that you probably wouldn't use because it was like some store that maybe you just didn't like or some, you know, whatever. So what you do here at the Plastic Jungle is, let's say that you have a $50 gift card from Boston Market. Right.
I have one from Best Buy.
Okay.
Right now.
So let's say you have a $50 gift card from Best Buy and that you don't plan on using it. So what you can do is you can sell it to the Plastic Jungle. Now, obviously, they're going to pay you, a percentage of the price. Now, on a Best Buy one like that, they're probably going to pay you a pretty high percentage of the price. So probably close to 90% of the face value of that card.
Okay.
So, and then, but for people like me, who want a gift card, you go to the buy section here, and then you can buy gift cards from all of these different companies at different levels of percentage. And the different level of percentage is basically depending on how popular the place is.
So, right.
So like to give you an example, let me sort it here in discount. So to give you an example, all right, so Boston Market, which was the example that I just used. Boston Market is not a very popular thing, right? So I can buy a Boston Market gift card for 20% off, right? Huh. Now, there's no shipping and there's no tax on this. So it's just literally I'm paying ahead of time to get a 20% discount at Boston Market. And that works with any other coupon or order or offer that I might have, even if it says it doesn't work with other offers, because these are gift cards. These, as far as the restaurant is concerned, this is cash. So I am actually buying discounted cash for a restaurant or a store ahead of time if I know that I'm going to be there. So like I eat at Red Robin all the time. Well, right here, Red Robin, I can get a Red Robin for 12% off. So if someone, and right now they're out of them, but, and it's just, they only have the stock of what people sell to them, but it's really like, we like to eat at Morton Steakhouse, which is an expensive steakhouse. So I can buy $100 worth of a Morton gift card for only $88. So right off the bat, I'm saving $12 for every $100, you know, I'm saving 12% before I even walk in the door at Morton's. So it is just something that's really, they have a lot of different cards. It's something to absolutely check out. It's plasticjungle.com. Also a little pro tip here, if I can use that pro tip, Chili's is only 11% off, right? The Chili's gift cards are only 11% off. But if you scroll up just like two rows, there's the Fleming Steakhouse, which are 12% off. Chili's and owns Fleming's, and you can actually use them interchangeably. So there's several restaurants like that you can like, I'm sorry, it's Outback that you can, Outback owns Fleming. So you could actually use your 12% off at Outback, which is only a 10% off.
One tip on, and I don't see any of these on here, but one tip on gift cards for restaurants that are kind of chainy like that, like Chili's. If you figure out who their, what company owns that chain, sometimes there will be a gift card for that company. So like Brinker is a company that owns a lot of different chains. I don't know if they're I think they're the one that owns Chili's. And a lot of times you can get a gift card that will cover any of the restaurants from that chain. I don't see any of those here on this website. Well, you know, people always have these brilliant ideas. This is another one of those things that's a great idea. Kind of like Gazelle.com, where you go and sell your used gadgets or whatever. And I think, man, why couldn't I come up with something brilliant like that? But and for someone who really is good with watching money and like looking for deals and coupon clipping and stuff like that, this is great. I probably would never do something like this just because I'll go, oh, it's just 12% off.
Right.
And now I have to wait on, you know, or I have to take in this code to the restaurant and all right. that kind of stuff. But it's a great idea. I mean, maybe I'll.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's all kind of clothing stores and airlines, America West Airlines. There's all kind of things on here that, you know, if especially if it's someplace that you eat, like we eat out a lot. So we eat at, like if I were to get a Chili's gift card, it would absolutely get used all the time. Just because, you know, not only do we eat at Chili's, but we also eat at On the Border, which is owned by Chili's and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So Outback is another one that we would use all the time, right? Because Outback is not only Outback, but it's Fleming's, it's Carrabba's, it's...
If I had a budget and I was like, you know, I'm going to spend $200 on clothes because I need some new clothes. And I said, next weekend I see American Eagle is having a sale, 25% off. Then if I knew what my budget was, I could buy like a $200 American Eagle gift card here, save 12% off of that. And then, so only spend like what, 100 and...
Right.
80 or whatever it right. might be. And then when I go to the sale, save another 25%. Yep, so I could get probably $300 worth of clothing.
And that's the whole point of this is that these, you know, anytime you see an ad that's like, you know, this offer is not good with any other offer, you know, any other deal or whatever, this is outside of that because these are cash as far as the stores are concerned. Anyway, it's a really great place to go to. But either way, if you have gift cards that you'll never use because they're just something that you don't like, you can absolutely sell them for cash here at the place. And then if you are like me and you use a lot of gift cards or you shop at a lot of specific stores all the time, you know, it's a really great place. And they had things like Best Buy and Office Depot and stuff like that. So you can actually stop up on those. Petco, there's another good one. Like we buy cat food all the time. Like we always buy cat food. So having a 10% off at Petco is, you know, amazing. So
you're the cat food ladies.
That's right. We are the crazy cat food ladies. So there you go. Go to plasticjungle.com. A little gift from us to you.
Technologic. Technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it.
The new.
All right, this first one was submitted by Daniel Brewer from the Dubious Intent podcast. Oh, Dubious Intent Plus. So any negative
comments?
Oh, is that
a thing? So if people want to submit a crazy news story to us, they can just email it and then we would actually mention them on the show?
Well, that depends if it's a good one. Yeah, you can email contact@dubiousintent.com and submit any story that you think might be a good one for the show, and we will certainly have a look at it. So police were called to the 1700 block of North Sherman Avenue about 5:30 a.m. Tuesday after the woman said she had paid $40 for crack cocaine but got sugar instead, according to an incident report. She asked officers to get her money back and arrest the drug dealer for stealing. Is that Corporal? CPL.
Yes.
Corporal Matt Brown, Springfield police spokesman, said officers found a crack pipe on the woman and he expected her to be cited.
So the woman... I bought crack cocaine. I paid for crack cocaine and I got powdered sugar. You need to arrest them.
But haven't you ever watched those detective shows where they lick their pinky and they put their pinky yes. in the little powder and yes. then they put it against their tongue? And then somehow, I guess if it doesn't kill them, it tells them. So I don't know. I don't know what it's for. But somehow they can tell, oh, this shit's good. You know, I don't know. Right. But that's what they do. So, I mean, if that works for TJ Hooker, why can't right. that work for this woman? Why didn't she
why
just
can't
put
the woman
little,
do it? Because yeah. she doesn't have the magic pinky is I think, the thing. She doesn't have the, you know, those cops go to at least days and days of training to get that job. So it's probably, you know, one of those seminars that the crack lady just never attended.
All righty. Well, you'd think somebody repeatedly sticking a needle in your penis would be a little off-putting. But the 21-year-old Iranian apparently thought it would be a grand idea to have Persian script reading Baro B. Salamat. Oh, sorry, that's a different language. Good luck on your journeys. And it'd help if I reread these. I did. And the first initial of his girlfriend's last name, M, tattooed onto his little gentleman. He was left with a permanent semi-erection as a reminder of just how good the idea was.
A permanent semi-erection.
Yes.
Okay.
His case raises a number of questions, not least whether the wish for good luck is directed to the penis or the man, and if it's to the penis, where exactly is it going? But medically speaking, how could getting a penis ink make the organ go haywire? The answer rests in the traditional technique the man subjected himself to. So I'm gonna basically summarize this because I read it. So there is something called non-ischemic priapism, where the too much blood is flowing into the penis, and so it stays in a semi-erect state. And basically what he did is they damaged some of his veins and caused fissures. That means that he has too much blood flowing into his penis at all times. Now, there is a dangerous form of this being erect all the time, which is just based on having old blood stuck in there. And that happens. And that I'm trying to be medical and scientific.
I know.
Here,
I just
okay?
I the old blood is. I got old blood in my penis.
So what happens? So there's another.
Can't go down the stairs right now. I got old blood in my penis.
So there is another form of priapism that called ischemic, where like if you take Viagra or Cialis or something and it causes the blood to rush in, but it doesn't leave. The oxygen gets used up from that blood and then it's old blood basically. And that can damage your penis because you've got blood sitting there that's not actually supplying oxygen to your
Can we boil this down to the important parts, which is don't get a tattoo on your fucking penis.
So long story short, he tried one treatment to get rid of this, but it didn't work. And because this particular form of priapism is not going to be damaging to his penis, he decided to stop treatment and just leave it semi-erect for the rest of his life. So there you go. I thought that was interesting.
It's interesting, but painful. That's all I'm trying to say.
It's your birthday.
Is that non-ischemic priapism, or are you just happy to see me?
It was only semi-erect, though, so I guess it did. And they didn't have a picture of it, which I really wanted to see, but, you know.
Do you not know how to use the Google? I'm sure if you Googled the phrase non-ischemic
priapism. Well, no, I wanted to see his, because he was Iranian, and I was wondering if Iranians have large or small ones.
Non-ischemic priapism. I am doing a Google search for it
right
this
moment.
Do you
know how to spell ischemic?
It corrected it for me.
Oh, okay.
I use Google as a spell checker all the time. Oh, look, there's a picture of a gentleman who has turned his penis into a dragon.
Is it a tattoo thing? So evidently this non-ischemic priapism happens often with tattoos. So if you want a semi-erect penis permanently, then maybe you should have a tattoo. I've seen that one before. He doesn't have non-ischemic priapism. That photo's been going around the web forever. Man.
It's
just a penis tattoo. That's great. Okay, well, why don't we move on to...
Oh, that looks... Oh, that's so painful.
Why don't we move on to birthdays?
Oh! I need to get... Don't Google search it, people. Protect your children.
Whatever you do, dear God.
Well, someone please think of the children. All right, go ahead.
All right, here's our first one. I'm just going to play it and let you see what you think.
Okay. It sounds like a cheesy 70s game show.
It is.
It's like the dating game or something?
Well, think about the very first musical phrase that... Let me just turn it back here. What is that little musical segment from?
I'm supposed to know this. I can, but with the rest of the music playing, I can't get. I don't know. I know
that's
the song.
That's the wedding song.
Oh, you see, that's why, because I'm gay. So this is this would be the Newlywed Show.
It is.
With Bob Eubanks.
Yes.
And it's Bob Eubanks' birthday.
It is Bob Eubanks' birthday.
Excellent.
Or it was. Bob Eubanks, who was host of many, many game shows, turned 74.
Wait. Hello? Hello? No, Bob Eubanks is not dead.
I don't think he is. All right. Here is our next one. I don't know if you'll know this, but this is a pretty famous person. So here we go.
Turn it up just a little. All right, so this is it the person singing the song or
yes.
the person in the movie?
It's the person singing.
Is it Eartha Kitt?
No.
Then I don't know. I am horrible with female singers.
Okay, Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey?
B-A-S-S-E-Y.
See, and I know I'll get a lot of shit for this because people are, but I don't like that style of singing.
Well, anyway, she is.
I'm sure Dr. Wesley P. Stone, Dr. Wesley Pokemon Stone would take obsession.
She's evidently sang a couple of James Bond themes, and she also, back in the 70s, and she is 75.
Correct. She's a year older than Bob Eubanks.
And as far as Wikipedia is concerned, she is still alive.
Okay, good.
So. Happy birthday. All right, here is the next one.
This is an Elvis song. People used to call me Elvis because I look like Elvis. Is it Elvis Aaron Presley's birthday?
It is.
It is? Excellent. That even warrants one of these. Hello? Apparently Elvis is dead.
Elvis died very close to my birthday, actually. But anyway, Elvis would have been 77.
He would have been 2 years older than Bob Eubanks.
That is correct, sir. Okay, this one. Now, this is, I used to hear this name, and I saw this. Anyway, I just had to do this one. You probably won't know it, because it's a female singer.
Right.
But I had
to. Go ahead.
I'll be fine.
Is it Dizzy Gillespie?
No. Here's one, and then here is another song that's very famous that she sang a duet with Eddie Rabbit.
Oh, see, I know it's got to be Crystal Gayle, didn't it? Because Crystal Gayle sang a duet with Eddie Rabbit.
Oh, wow. My mom used to sing this song at weddings all the time, so this is how I know this song. But it is Crystal Gayle.
Crystal Gayle, she had hair down to her buttocks.
In one YouTube video I saw, she had hair all the way down to her feet. It was like dragging the floor.
Yes. She played Cousin It on the.
She could have. Crystal Gayle turned 61.
61, that is several years younger than Bob Eubanks.
And I like to throw in some youth, into
right.
the birthday.
Yeah, yeah, you got to throw in some of those 60-year-old young kids.
So here is our next one, and this is a character from this show. So here we go.
A character from this show. Now, there were seven castaways. Now, the seven castaways, there were, I believe, four men and three women. So, was it a male or a female?
It was a male, and...
It was a male, so it was one of the four. Now, is he alive or dead?
He is dead.
He's dead, so it's got to be Thurston Howell III, Jim Backus.
No.
No.
I think they're all dead, by the way, except for one.
Really?
So three of the four are dead, I believe.
The professor is dead?
No, I think the professor is alive, but I think the...
Bob Denver's dead?
Yes.
Skipper. It's the skipper, Alan Hale.
It's God. It's Bob Denver. You already said his name. It's Gilligan.
I am so good at this game.
The name of the show is Gilligan's Island. Why would you not have gone with Gilligan first?
Because I thought that was too obvious. You were trying to trip me up. I was overthinking it.
You normally go with the obvious choice first. Well, so Bob Denver, who I believe is dead, we'll have to wait for the celebrity death phone to see if he's dead. But
wait, Bob Denver. Let's see. We're getting some Googling here on Bob Denver. Yes, indeed. Bob Denver died September 2nd, 2005.
Yes, I thought he was. Okay, so he would have been 77.
He would have been the same age as Elvis.
And they're both dead, so.
Right.
Fitting. All right, our last one. I'm going to say this is the least famous of these two people.
All right, here we go.
So. He showed you one of his love and build. Well, that's not working. Hold on.
I have no idea.
Let me reload this page. This YouTube has been open for 24 hours, so. Swim out to save you. It's weird. In your sea. Let me click on a different version of this.
Now it's got to play an ad.
No, it's some movie or something. Hold on.
Do you have non-ishemic priapism? We can help.
What means love there.
No fucking clue. I don't know this song. Don't know. It sounds like you might as well be scraping your fingers on a chalkboard at this moment because I have no idea.
You don't know this one?
No.
What about?
Sounds god awful. Whatever.
This is Love Can Build a Bridge. What about Mama He's Crazy?
Are these the Judds?
Crazy over me.
Are these the Judds? I don't know country music.
It is the Judds.
The Judds? So it's the least famous of them?
Yes.
Or the lesser of the famous?
The lesser.
So it'd be the old one.
Yes.
The mama.
Which would
Naomi.
Be?
Naomi.
Are you Googling?
No, I'm not. Robert talks about the, I used to do Naomi Judd when I did drag.
So Naomi Judd, and I don't know if anyone knows, but they went back on tour last year. Together. They had a falling out like 10, 15 years ago.
How old is she?
She's 66.
66. Happy birthday.
I don't play the guitar.
Oh, I missed it. I was trying to do a Chewbacca there at the end.
I don't know why that goes there. Okay, so we did have some contact.
Yay! So I made people feel bad enough last time that they actually called our voicemail number.
And just a side note, Larry says, looking forward to your little show. And I don't know if he was thinking we were going to live stream it again or if he's just saying he's looking forward to hearing the recording.
But. No, I think he's just looking forward to hearing the recording.
Anyway, so I do not have Gmail up. Do you happen to have your Gmail up?
I do have my Gmail up.
Well, we had one email, so.
Oh, we have one email from Ev.
Yes, so if you'd like to read that.
Hey, guys. This is not me saying hey, guys. This is Ev saying hey, guys.
Right. Hey, Ev.
I just wanted to establish that. Right. Hey, guys.
Hey, Ev.
Hey, Ev. All right, so this would be me saying, hey, Ev. Me, Daniel, saying, hey, Ev, back to Ev, who was the person that said, hey, guys.
I think we got it. We got it. Good.
Sounds like you both had a long holiday season with Daniel's move into a cardboard box and Adam's food monitoring by his family. Lots of comments, by the way. I'm sorry, this is me again, but lots of comments out there in the potosphere about the buttering the butter itself. Yes. Nobody could bother to call and say something about it, but I've heard lots of backroom comments about that. Glad to hear you guys back, and wanted to wish you guys a happy new year.
Happy New Year, Ev.
Thank you. Hopefully you guys don't fall into the pit trap that we'll never see 2013, as we will all be dead since the world ends this year. Oh, that's right. 2012 is like the last year ever.
Well, we better get on that guest hosting TMS thing this year. Otherwise, we won't have any chance.
Oh my God. You know what? If 2012 is actually the last year, we could actually really pump up that prize fund.
That's true.
Because we won't be here to pay it, right? $1,000 per dead celebrity is what we'll be paying.
$1 billion.
All right. So a website for Adam to get a car. Wish I could hook you up on a good deal, Mr. Burns. Go into the dealership and tell them your friend who works at the Toyota Financial Services in Iowa, Ev, sent you.
I will do that.
I doubt that will carry much weight, but it's worth a try. That was him saying that, and he has given you a special website link there.
I will look at that.
Right. Also, here are some hot picks of the Who's the Boss, not so little boy Jonathan Bauer, aka Danny Pinata.
Now, you know, I want to say I looked at those, and first of all, you know, it would be kind of hot to have sex with someone who's like a former child celebrity. I mean, I have to admit, he looks a little skanky though. I mean,
also, these pictures are really old. I remember seeing these pictures like 5 or 6 years ago.
I mean, yeah, he probably doesn't look like that now, but I mean, he looks a little dirty. I mean, I guess he wasn't, you know.
He kind of looks like, in my analogy from last week, he kind of looks like West Virginia.
Possibly. Like all of West Virginia.
He's playing the part of West Virginia tonight as Danny Pinata.
I don't know. For some reason, he looks like he should be smoking pot in a trailer.
Or crack, and arguing with the police officer that they gave him powdered sugar. Oh, it's a callback joke. Right. Back to the email here. Also, as I promised several episodes ago, here are some naked pictures of me and my fiance. All right, I added the word naked. He just says pictures.
I was going to say, I didn't see that part.
Sent to you from my Facebook account. Some of the pictures may be of some of my friends or me as a little kid. I'm the hot guy with the goatee. Hope you enjoy them. Your number one fan, Ev. So let's see. I'm looking here because when I got this email, I was on my phone, and the Facebook doesn't like my phone. Well, I don't like the Facebook, so I don't use it on my phone. So let's see. There's Ev with a goatee. Is he masturbating? Oh no, that's a puppy.
You know what? I didn't get that far in the email, so I didn't even look at those.
Right. So there you go. It's Ev and his adorable fiance.
Oh, very hot. And there he is at There's at somebody the stadium, with a corsage right? on, some woman with a corsage.
Right. He's there at the stadium, at the Cowboys Stadium.
It looks like, you know what, about. Without blowing that picture up, it looks like he's standing in front of a green screen, and that's
it
just,
does. It just. Actually, if you blow the picture up, it still looks like he's standing in front of a green screen.
He must not be. I wonder, you know what, I bet somewhere in that stadium they have a poster set up with that whole thing on it, and you just stand, because that does not look like. Now, Ev, I believe you that you were there. I'm not doubting that you were there.
I don't think Ev exists. I think this is a completely computer generated person.
Not only
it's all green screen.
Not only does it look like he's standing in front of a poster or a green screen, but it also looks kind of like one of those promotional shots. You know, where he should be like advertising jerseys or something. I don't know.
You need jerseys? We got jerseys. Come on down to the Dallas Cowboy Stadium. Anyway, so there you go. Your number one Iowa fan, Ev. Thank you very much, Ev, for the email. Despite the fact that we're making fun of you, we love it. We don't really mean to make fun of you.
And if you would like to be made fun of too, right. Email us at contact@dubiousintent.com.
Exactly. Right. Anyway, and we have some voices.
We do. Let me, you know what? I should have been pulling that up as we were talking.
Yeah, you should have.
You know, like I said before, we like it to be non-professional so the listeners hear how right. the sausage is made, so to speak. Okay, here is our first one.
Hello there. This is Lord Byron in Illinois wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Aww,
and
keep
thank those you, shows too. Rolling along. Bye.
Aw, thank you, Lord Byron. That's his lordship has called us and wished us a happy New Year's, which means it's now going to be a great New Year.
I've always wanted to be like a duke or a knight or something. So if Lord Byron could hook me up, that'd be fantastic. But what I wanted to say, he can knight you. Do they issue the lordships and the dukedoms over there in the Illinois? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't realize that, because it's everyone knows that.
I didn't. Well, thank you for the call, Lord Byron.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, here's our next one. I'm assuming these are real because I haven't listened to them, so.
Hey there, this is Scott, a.k.a. Sater69.
Hi, Scott, a.k.a. Sater69.
Well, I really don't have much to say, but yeah. Secretly,
yes,
I really like the Lasers, too.
See?
I just wanted to hear the song.
Right.
But thanks for playing my call. Yeah, we got lasers.
Lasers.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Lasers.
Wow.
Lasers. Bye-bye.
Maybe he was testing out some powdered sugar there before he called. I don't know. Whoa. He was kind of quiet. Sorry about that, but I couldn't turn it up anymore. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Sater, a.k.a. Well, I mean, Scott, a.k.a. Sater69.
Sater, a.k.a. Impaler, a.k.a.
Yeah, and a.k.a. Gold Bond, poster right. child. Yeah, all that stuff.
All right, here's the next one. I have no idea.
Wait, play it again.
It sounded like someone said something about hydrogen.
Yes.
And then Big Fatty. Fatty. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Or a turkey.
I'm a fire in my lasers.
I don't know. A drunken Big Fatty call? I have no clue.
Someone said something about hydrogen, and then they had the Big Fatty app, maybe. The Big Fatty app.
Well, thanks for the call, somebody.
Right. And now that we've mentioned Big Fatty twice, we'll be on the start of his show.
You know, I need to start listening to that so that I can hear us on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, we were the day after we released it, we were on there, you know, this last one, because we talked about the...
How does he know? Really, how does he know? Because he can't listen to every podcast.
You know, Big Fatty is a computer guest. He is a computer genius. He has set up an algorithm that scours the internet and alerts him to when there are mentions of his name.
I mean, I know we're so famous that he probably listens to ours like the moment they, you know, they come out, but
did you ever see the movie The Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
I have not seen that movie, no.
Excellent movie. Even if you don't like Tim Allen, it's still a really good movie. Now, not 2 and 3, but the original The Santa Claus was really good. It was a well-done movie. But the point is that Santa was like this real person that had like, the, you know, then they, you got this job and you had it until you gave up the suit or whatever, or you tricked someone else into becoming Santa. So I think Fatty used to be Santa, and maybe he's, you know, tricked someone else into doing it so he could return to normal life. But he maintained that ability to know what you're, you know, when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, you know what I think.
Right.
So he knows when his name is mentioned.
He just gets a little tingle goes off in his brain, right, or somewhere.
A little tingle goes off somewhere, and he's like, oh, good heavens. Yes, someone has mentioned me. Yes.
All
and,
right. Well, thanks for the call. I don't know if that was actually Big Fatty that called, but we'll just say thanks for the call, Big Fatty.
He's far too important all to call right. us himself.
Here is our last one.
Well, hello, darlings.
It's Donna Sugars.
Oh, my goodness. This is Donna Sugars. Oh, well, darlings, I wanted to call for a few different things. First of all, I hope I caught you, Adam, before you got your new phone. I myself also bought my phone at a Best Buy.
Yes.
And if you are unhappy with the insurance that T-Mobile offers, Best Buy does their own insurance, which actually covers more, and overall it's better off. I actually have both insurances. It's totally worthwhile. Look into it, honey.
Now, I want to say, does Miss Sugars have a lot of, is she accident prone with her phones? Because I have never purchased the insurance for a phone. Uh-huh. Because I always thought it was pretty worthless, and I actually dropped my little Nokia piece of shit phone in the bathtub when I was taking a bath one time.
Yes.
And I just put it in a bag of rice, and a couple of days later worked fine. So I have never...
And you had a lovely meal afterwards, too.
Right. You know, cell phone rice. I think that's kind of the new gentleman that I'm dating. I think that's one of those.
That's probably what those people do.
One of those Filipino delicacies that they
have.
That's
what those people do, is they throw them in a bag of rice. No, you know what I think it is when you are 7.5 feet tall and you wear 8-inch heels, you are more prone to drop your phone.
Well the dropping distance alone.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
If you do. Because
you, Adam, what are you? You're like 3'5", 3'6" or something like that.
I'm 5'7".
Very short. Very short. And, so the phone's dropping, you know, for you is not that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah.
And darling, how do you not know who Annie Lennox is? How dare
I know.
You watch all those old shows, so you don't know who that is? Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
And Daniel, girl,
yes.
You're
going to
get thinking, how dare you say that Maggie Smith is dead? She is a living legend. She is in all of my favorite movies, all the Harry Potter movies. She played the head nun in Sister Act. Hello. Okay. Love you guys. Kisses. Bye.
But on the bright side, if Maggie Smith dies this year, we'll add $5 to the pot because she's famous enough to be known.
You know, as Donna was talking about Maggie Smith, I was just thinking back to Sister Act. Do you agree with me that Maggie Smith seems to have frozen at a particular age? Because I seem to recall she looked exactly the same in Sister Act as she has looked in all of the Harry Potter films. I don't think she's aged since then. Like, she got stuck at, like, 65 or whatever that
people,
age was.
Yeah, I think people get sick. My mom did that. My mom kind of, like, looked the same from age 65 up to, like, age 80. And then after she hit 80, then she started to look older. But I don't know. I think, you know, it's that's why I always laugh at these personal ads when I read them on like Craigslist and stuff, you know, where it's like when like, no one over the age of 27. It's like, yeah, because a 28-year-old looks completely different than a 27-year-old.
Exactly. You know, and the thing I will say, because as we all know, I'm old now. And the thing I will say about getting older as a gay man, I always hoped this would be true, but it actually is true. As you get older, people younger than you look young. No, like no matter what. So I can always date young, twinkie-looking guys because the older I get, I may have to increase the age range of who I'm dating.
So what you're saying is that when you're 70, you'll be hitting on those 50-year-olds.
Right, and they'll look like twinks to me.
Give me a drink over there. And we have one. We do have one other missive here that came in on the Google Plus because you know George from Atlanta is much too important to send us email.
I guess
or to post on the so he posts on the Google Plus on his own Google Plus. Yeah. All right. So Daniel and Adam, listening to your January 5th DI Plus show and giggling about the butter issue, I probably would have not been able to hold my tongue with the we don't eat fried foods, given the amount of butter that they use. What immediately came to mind was an episode of The Two Fat Ladies. They explained that the use of butter in sandwiches, especially finger sandwiches, is to keep the bread from getting soggy from the other items in the sandwich. Glad you guys are back together. Hope the move went well. Daniel, when were we apart?
Yeah, you know, I know.
Oh, by the way, thank you, George, and I can't believe I zoomed in on that last sentence.
Thank
what do you mean?
You,
what do
you
mean?
George. So yes, I know the purpose of the butter, but really, I mean, to be honest, are we all on wagon trains at this day and age where we're making a sandwich and then we are traveling across the Mojave Desert or something and we need our bread to keep from being? Don't generally people make a sandwich and walk from where they're making the sandwich to the table or to the couch and then consume said sandwich? How much sogginess is going to go on in that 5 minutes? None. Now, I have to say this particular sandwich in question was made like the night before and was going to be taken on a plane. But that, which is gross anyway, but...
So you just completely negated your entire argument.
Because they do that for all of their sandwiches, not just the ones that are headed for a plane. Even the ones that they're going to just take over to the table and eat, they still put butter on it first. Anyway.
Thank you, George.
I wanted to, before we end.
By the way, wagon trains didn't go across the Mojave Desert.
I couldn't think of where they
mixed those metaphors. I believe the wagon trains went across. Yeah, went across the mid, you know, the west.
Whatever. I was thinking of dusty, sandy looking places like they had in John Wayne movies.
Wagon trains out in the desert, out in the Mojave.
But that's probably where they filmed all the John Wayne movies that I was thinking of. So I wanted to read some reviews because.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Turns out John Wayne is dead.
So I've been trying to read reviews for like a month now. And what I wanted to do, Daniel may not care, but I would like all of our millions of listeners to go over to iTunes and leave us. And I'm not going to be all like some people are, whatever you think of the show, be honest. No, fucker. If you're going to go over there, I want a 5-star review. That's what I want. But I wanted to read because we've gotten a few really nice reviews that you probably haven't read since we started doing the reincarnation of DI Plus. So the first, I wanted to read these. So the first one was Brian Gregory. He says, I was a big fan of the previous incarnation of Dubious Intent. I'm quickly becoming equally enamored with the reboot. Daniel and Adam have great chemistry and are wonderful raconteurs.
Fight
my shiny metal ass.
And that was a 5-star review left this summer. This other one, I have to read it because I'm reading all of them. But okay, it says, Adam, have always had a hard-on for you. Love to lick you all over. Glad to hear your voice again. Still whack off when I watch your XTube vids. You are hot. But hey, it was a 5-star review. So
signed Chad.
No, it was Roberto Bob or something. I don't know. Oh. Anyway, well, thank you. So here's a new one. This is a new listener. It says, I'm new.
Wait, he didn't say anything. So Roberto, do you not whack off to my XTube vids? Gee, thanks. Thanks for a way to make me feel great.
Well, yeah, you were in those XTube videos. You were behind me, and I was sitting on your lap.
No, I have my own. This is before we knew each other. You know, go ahead.
Right. Well, if you want to advertise those on the show, millions of people will go over there and watch them.
Millions of people.
So our next one was left in December, and it says, I'm new. I don't know how I lasted this long without listening to Dubious Intent. Seriously. The chemistry is wonderful, and the topics they discuss are dead on with what I'm interested in. They keep it fresh while keeping a solid structure. Thank you very much. That's all because of me. That you grow to expect and enjoy. I don't give a fuck what their intent is. I like it.
There you go.
And that was Mike Lawson. And then the last one, which was left on December 26th, Daniel and Adam are such an...
Wait. Now, Mike Lawson, you forgot to mention that Mike Lawson has his own podcast. So it's... oh, shit. I'm going to fuck up the name. It's there are some that would call this... Hey, I'll look it up.
I bet it's fabulous. Go ahead. So the last one was Scott... I don't know. It says Daniel
and...
Huh?
Scott, a.k.a. Sater69.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I didn't know his last name. I guess. Oh, I'm giving his last name. Maybe I should bleep that out. Okay. Daniel and Adam, because I don't know if he like has a pod personality, whatever you call
right.
that.
Right.
So Daniel and Adam are such an odd couple together, but they are hilarious together. It's a great show and a wonderful waste of time. Hey! I thought that was kind of one of those backhanded compliments. Well... Anyway, so I wanted to say, I think reviews are important because I think if you get a whole bunch of good reviews at once, like iTunes puts you more prominently somewhere. So, and maybe that's wrong, but I think that calculates into their little scheme. So I would like for us to gain more listeners. So for all of you who love us, go over and leave us a review.
Right. That's Mike Lawson and the name of his podcast. I know he is. The name of his new podcast is What Some Would Call Lies, which is a blog/podcast. But formerly he was on Game Night Guys with Brian, the Cheap Blue Guitar Brian.
Well, he's cute. Why don't I know about him?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to have to look because I like the cute.
Go leave him a review and say, I don't know why I have not known about Mike Lawson because clearly he has everything cuteness going for him that I enjoy. And you can also friend him right there on Google+.
Oh. Well, look at that. Well, thank you for the review, all of you people, lovies. Thank you for all of the reviews. And
trouble.
What?
You're going to get me in trouble.
I appreciate I all
that
the...
That is a copyrighted phrase. Yes, no, thank everyone for the reviews, even though I do not use the iTunes. I do appreciate all the good thoughts and everything. So, Adam, before we get out of here, I just got a couple of questions for you. So the... you're a Pakistani boy?
He's Filipino.
Oh, Filipino. Filipino.
Actually, you know, I learned a word for that. Wait. I learned a word for that. It's Pinoy. Now, I don't know if that's the way you pronounce it, but it's spelled P-I-N-O-Y.
Yes.
So I learned that.
You learned it. You have been learned.
Is the Philippines where old single men will rent a bride from there? Is that one of those places?
Are you wanting to be rented out?
No, but I'm just saying, you know, is that one of those? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm horrible. Yeah.
So you said you didn't know whether he was top or bottom. Have you had sex with him?
Well, I mean, it depends on your definition, but yes.
So you've had sex with a Pinoy?
I have.
Is that the most exotic type of person you've ever had sex with?
Well, you know, I don't know if anyone has ever heard me, and my sound effects are not up right now, but I don't know if anyone has ever talked to me. But there was this one time. Wait, I don't know what the stupid thing is. Put it back up there. So, no, this is not the most exotic person that I've ever had sex with. I don't know if anyone knows this, but I have had sex with a dwarf before.
Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 Die Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@deweysintent.com. What were you going to say?
The purpose of that whole title was that you were supposed to say it. Not me.
Well,
this is not,
nice way. Yeah.
This is not question and answer with Adam and Daniel. This is Daniel usually. So you were supposed to say that.
But it wouldn't be true. And, you know, even though I am an asshole, I don't lie.
Isn't
so
that a
I,
cute picture of Vern Troyer holding up a shoe next to him?
Shoe, and he's got little, like, hairy hobbit feet. Anyway, it's just weird. Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.
Oh, wait, we have more time to fill.
I know. Oh, time. What should we say?
And, okay, now you can say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam, again.